This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A benefits system that serves hundreds of thousands of Coloradans was shut down today for an upgrade. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
The unemployment system that Colorado has used for about 40 years was powered down today. It is hopefully one of the last steps in a years-long upgrade process. A new system should come online Sunday. Until then, people will be locked out of their accounts. Here's Cher Roybal-Havend, a state Labor Department leader.
There will be no ability for a claimant to access their claim information, nor will our agents have the ability to access their claim information during these conversion days.
The department urged people to file payment requests early this week. Those who did not will have their weekly benefits delayed. Havend says she's confident that the switchover will go smoothly, but the state has contingency plans in place. State leaders say the upgrade will ultimately speed up benefits and resolve problems. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Hanging Lake remains closed to the public after the Grizzly Creek fire passed through the area. The Daily Sentinel reports officials hope to reopen the popular destination in Glenwood Canyon sometime this year. The fire burned 51 square miles in the White River National Forest. It started in August and was officially declared fully contained in mid-December. The U.S. Forest Service and the City of Glenwood Springs will decide when to allow visitors back to Hanging Lake. 49 degrees, it's windy along the Front Range. 51 in Colorado Springs, 49 in Denver, 58 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.